A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Kuf Chaf Beis, Shabbos 122, pagination page 243. We begin with the Mishnah, which is about 10 lines from the top. We're dealing with cases that a non-Jew did malacha on Shabbos, did something that we ourselves would not be allowed to do because of Shabbos observance. And the law is that a Jew is not allowed to benefit from the activity that a non-Jew does for us on Shabbos, lest we come to ask them to do things for us on Shabbos, and the entire Shabbos unravels. We'll end up doing it for ourselves if we get too into it. You could run your entire company as the foreman if you could keep asking non-Jews to do things. So while the non-Jew is allowed to do it, that's no problem, but we're not allowed to ask them, and we're not allowed to benefit. The Mishnah explores creative cases where the non-Jew is doing it for himself. And I'm allowed to come in and benefit from what the non-Jew did for himself. And so the Mishnah says, Nachush hidlik es haner, if a non-Jew lit a light on Shabbos for himself. Mishtamish le'ora Yisrael, the Jew is allowed to benefit from that light. Vim bishvil Yisrael, asur. But if it was done for the Jew, then it would be forbidden. A simple case of this, the light in a hospital waiting room is off. And you would rather be able to sit down in the hospital waiting room and read a book. So you can't ask the non-Jew to turn it on for you, because we're assuming that reading a book in the hospital waiting room is not a vital need for the ill person. But if the non-Jew would walk in, turn the light on for himself, you'd be allowed to walk in and enjoy the light which he lit for himself. The Gemara invokes the principle, ner le'echad ner le'meya. A light that works for one person works for 100 people. It's the same light. Once it's on, anyone can benefit. It doesn't detract from the person who lit it. And therefore, you're not influencing his decisions to light or not to light now or in the future. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Mile mayim lahashkos behemto. If this non-Jew drew water for his animal, mashka acharav Yisrael, the Jew is allowed to come over afterwards and benefit from the water that's in the trough. Presumably, the problem over here is that the water was drawn from a Rishus HaYachid, from a pit that is the private domain, and it was moved to the public area where the animal can drink from it, which is a Rishus HaRabim, public domain. The rule here is that since the non-Jew drew the water, and he now left, it's done deal. So whatever water is left, you can benefit from. But if he did it for you, then you would not be allowed to benefit from it. For example, he draws extra buckets, seeing that you are hanging out there, hoping to be able to use the water. If he did additional work for you, then you would not be allowed to benefit. Third case of the Mishnah, which is joined with a story, Asa nachri kevesh le'redbo, if the non-Jew made a ramp in order to go down, for example, from a ship, Yorid Acharav Yisrael, the Jew is allowed to go down on that ramp, even though there was construction involved. Vim Bishvil Yisrael Aser, but if he did it for the Jew, then it would be forbidden. Ma'isa b'Rabbi Gamliel uzikenim shayibayin basfina. Rabbi Gamliel and the sages were coming on a ship, and just parenthetically, very often when it says that the sages and Rabbi Gamliel were coming on a ship, it meant that they had gone on a trip to or from Rome in order to plead the case of the Jews. It's usually of political significance when Rabbi Gamliel is going somewhere. and when they docked, the non-Jew made the ramp. For Yerdubo Rabbi Gamliel Luzikanim and Rabbi Gamliel and the elders used the ramp. They were willing to use it, and the reason was because there were so many other people on the ship that it was made for, that they were in the minority, and therefore he was able to go down and use the ramp because it wasn't really done for him. The Gemara mentions a very important principle over here. Bamed devarim amurim she'ein makiro. If the non-Jew doesn't know the Jew, ava makiro aser. But if he knows you, then it's forbidden. And the concept over here is that by way of friendship, if he sees you there, he's going to put more water into the trough, or whatever case we're dealing with. He's going to do more because he sees you and he wants to be nice to you, and he is doing it for you. As opposed to a case of Ein Makiro, he doesn't know you, then this dynamic of benefiting can happen very smoothly because he gives you cold shoulder, he doesn't know you, and he's not going to draw any extra water for you, and therefore whatever's left in the trough you could use. But again, Makiro, if he knows you, then it would be forbidden. That would be considered benefit. Let's drop down to about the eighth line from the bottom. The first words on the line are Nered Bo, and then we start a new case. Tashema, come in here. Yusha Yisrov Anochrim Darim Besocha. You have a city that has Jews and non-Jews in the city. V'haisa b'merchatz merchatzis b'Shabbos. And there's a bathhouse that's being used on Shabbos. It's being warmed, they're heating water for it. It's in business. The question is a Jew allowed to use it after Shabbos? So Imrov Nochrim, if the city is mostly non-Jews, Mutar Lirchatz B'Miyad, you're allowed to use it right away because the entire bathhouse is being warmed all Shabbos for the non-Jews. And therefore when you come, they didn't boil water, which is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. They didn't do that for you. They did it for everybody of non-Jews. And therefore, you're allowed to benefit. In Rov Yisrael, but if it's majority Jews in the city, Yamtin, you have to wait, Bechdei Sheyichamu Chamin, as long as it will take to warm the water. In other words, in halachic expression, it's called Bechdei Sheyasu, enough time that it could have been done after Shabbos, in order that you should not be benefiting from the fact that they did it on Shabbos. If they choose to do it on Shabbos, that's their own decision and that's their business. And as non-Jews, they're allowed to warm up water on Shabbos. But I can't have them doing it for me. And therefore, I wait enough time after Shabbos that they didn't do it for me. The Gemara explains, Hasam kimim chamimi adaita deruba mechamimi, because over there they're warming it for whoever is the majority. And the majority of people in the city, in this case, were non-Jews. So therefore, you're allowed to come right after Shabbos because they didn't warm it for you. Had it been majority Yisrael, so then when he warms it, he has in mind that he's going to make a real good business right after Shabbos. And therefore, he's having you in mind. And if he's having you in mind, then you would have to wait, b'chdei sheya'asu, so that he doesn't do it for you on Shabbos. I had an interesting shaila that came up this year. Shabbos Chanukah, I was asked if a person is allowed to go into a Dunkin' Donuts that has a hechsher and right after Shabbos buy donuts for the Shabbos night party. So you're driving in minute after Shabbos on your way home from shul, and they already knowing that it's Shabbos Chanukah and everyone's having parties, they have so many donuts, no problem. You want a dozen, you want 2 dozen, 3 dozen, we got it all lined up. Is that okay? Because clearly, that very busy business on Matzei Shabbos is being caused by the clarity of the owner that the Jews will be buying donuts after Shabbos. What malacha might he have been doing on Shabbos in order to have them ready the moment after Shabbos? Also, does the community get judged as a community, or does each person get judged on his own? On my own, how long does it take to produce a dozen donuts? Half hour. As a community, though, we're buying hundreds, if not thousands in some communities, of donuts. There's no way he could have produced that amount of donuts had he started right after Shabbos. Is there any issue with purchasing something that clearly was made for us fresh on Shabbos? Interesting question. Let's continue in the Gemara. Toshma, come in here. Ner hadoluk b'misiba, if a person lights a candle, a non-Jew lights a candle as a group, im rov nochrim mutter, if it's majority non-Jews, mutter lishtamish la'ora, you're allowed to benefit from it, im rov Yisrael, but if it's majority in the group, Yisrael, asur, it's forbidden, because he's doing it for us. Let's turn the page to the top line, and we'll conclude with a quick story. Shmuel ikla levei oven turin. Shmuel was in a certain place. Asu ahu nachri, a non-Jew came. Adlik shraga, he lit a fire. Ahadrinu Shmuel la'apei, Shmuel turned his face away. He didn't want to benefit from the light. Kevin dechaza da icy shtar v'kakari, once he saw that the non-Jew brought a document and started reading it, I guess he pulled it out of his pocket or something, Omar, then he said, Adaita denafshehu da adlik. He obviously lit this light for himself. Ahadrinu ihu le'apei gabe shrago, and Shmuel was comfortable turning his face to the light and benefiting from it once it was clear to him that it was not lit for the Jew, it was lit, the non-Jew, for his own use. Yeshikoach, have a great day.